This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will travel to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin Thursday. The city has faced upheaval and destruction after civil unrest followed a white police officer shooting a black man. The former vice president will hold a community meeting with the theme of healing. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, touring the damage left behind by the demonstrations and voicing strong support for law enforcement. The president and former Vice President Biden's visits underscore how the two candidates are trying to gain a political edge on the sensitive U.S. reckoning over racial issues and police treatment of minorities. But Wisconsin is also a critical battleground in the fight for the White House. Then-candidate Trump edged out Democrat Hillary Clinton there in 2016. While opinion polls show Biden with a lead in the state, President Trump's campaign has made retaining it a top priority. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of the opposition politician Alexei Navalny, a spokesman adding it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. Chancellor Merkel said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.